tomorrow the church will honor Good Friday. For a while in my ministry, I kind of had an annual series going on of why do we call Good Friday good. That streak was broken one year when the choir put on a cantata, and they had practiced very hard, and we had brought in some guest musicians, and it's just one of those evenings where everything just fit into place, right? Everybody was moved. And after that, a very pragmatic, well-meaning, tell-you-like-it-is Lutheran woman, Nancy, came up to me and said, "Pastor, we love your preaching, we love your sermons, but on Good Friday, maybe let's just let the music and the story proclaim the gospel." So for many years after that, I never preached on Good Friday. I took Nancy's words to heart, and yeah, it's especially when you have a moving piece of music, it can do all the heavy lifting for you, do the proclamation for you. But this year I've been thinking again back to that question, why is Good Friday good? It's not because suffering is good. We don't delight in that. It's not because violence is the answer. Now, Good Friday is good because Jesus is doing the saving work that he came to do. Good Friday is good because Jesus fulfills his mission. Why he became incarnate in the first place. Why Christmas even ever happened. And John is a very interesting gospel in that all along Jesus has been saying, again, my hour hasn't come, my hour hasn't come. But when my hour comes, I'm going to be glorified. I will be lifted up. Like so many other parts of John, Jesus is speaking in two different levels of meaning. I'll be glorified, be lifted up. Well, lifted up in the very physical sense that he was nailed to a cross, and most often that was done on the ground, and then they would lift the cross up and it would drop in the hole in the ground to keep it upright. So literally lifted up, but in the sense of that being glorified, that all the world would see his greatness when his hour came in its fullness. When Jesus was nailed to the tree, crucified to die, that's when the world would appreciate his greatness. For John, it's not that Easter Sunday is an afterthought or just a postlude. It's important because it shows the world that death does not win. Right? It shows the world that, paraphrase, I know I've used the quote before, but I think it's such a wonderful line from Martin Luther King Jr. You know, good temporarily defeated is stronger than right triumphant, right? Good on its worst day is more powerful than evil on its best day. And that's what happened on the cross, right? That's what happens in all these texts we've been reading these last few weeks, the passion of our Christ. Satan, the adversary, throws everything he's got at Jesus. Everything. Abandonment. Right? Betrayal. A group of people constantly following him that just don't get it. Ignorance. To say nothing of a humiliating arrest, torture, nails, and ultimately one of the most painful deaths that humans have dreamed up to put other humans to death. But it is all for naught in the final analysis because it's not good enough. Betrayal, trial, mockery, crucifixion. Looks like evil is won, but not on its best day. Can it defeat simple love, the courage, forgiveness? These things that Jesus has been preaching about and enacting his entire ministry, that's what ultimately wins. The reason I mention all this about John is because this is the only gospel where Jesus says those words, "It is finished." And we dare not think he's saying, "I am finished," or, "Well, I gave it my all." No, he's saying it. That is, God's plan to save the entire world was fulfilled. It's a very quiet victory cry. It is done. What needed to be done is done. Yesterday, I had a chapel up at church, up at school, rather, St. James, and what else was yesterday but April Fool's Day. Right? And I was mindful of an old story I heard where on Easter Sunday, before the light broke, some monks would gather in a little chapel. And they'd sit there quietly for a while until one of them would begin to kind of chuckle. And then the other one would start as well, and pretty soon it was an infectious laughter where they're rolling off the pews. Right? The chapel is echoing with this laughing, this delight. And the whole point was to celebrate the trick, that the prank that God had played on the devil. Jesus hanging on the cross. Religious authorities have been undermined by his ministry. The empire has been threatened by his claim to be a king. It looks like, again, the devil won. God gets the last laugh. Easter Sunday is God's way of saying, "You thought you won, you thought Good Friday was it, you thought when my son said it is finished, it was a surrender." It wasn't. Sin and death, fate had been sealed. Jesus raised from the dead, sin and death defeated. And maybe it's a little crass to think of Jesus or God getting the last laugh, but we do know he gets the last word. The first word spoke creation into existence. The last word reminds us why. Why this whole thing? Because that last word is love. Again, love on its worst day is better than hate on its best day. And Jesus shows us that. It is finished. Indeed. Good Friday is good because Jesus fulfilled what he came to do.